to be here tonight and all the richness of what God is doing. Let me read some scripture in a moment, but let me say this first of all, that I believe many of you, myself included, are coming to a stage where God is going to accelerate His purposes for us, where maybe we thought 18 months' time, 2 years' time, 15 months' time it might happen. For many of us, in the next 6 months, we're going to be finding things happening that we thought would be 18 months or more away. That's the season, I believe, that we're in. And I really have just come tonight with a word of encouragement for you. And it's as simple as this, is to step out and go for it. And we don't always get it right. Not absolutely right. I want to share a story in a moment. But when we step out, if we do not give up, God will take us through to the place He always intended us to get to. I love reading testimonies, but I love reading testimonies that don't just tell us all the success side, but also tell us a little bit of the hard work that went into it. Most wonderful testimonies, if you get behind the scenes, you find out actually they thought they lost it, they thought they'd missed it, they thought they'd missed their way, they thought maybe the timing was wrong and all those things. And sometimes we're never told that. I like scripture because a lot of times it opens up to us a real picture of reality. The Apostle Paul is an apostle of the first order. He prays, he fasts, he hears God, he has angelic visitations. And you could assume, because of the Apostle Paul, that he never ever had any doubts. He never got it wrong, he never missed it, etc. I want to read just a few verses to you here. Paul and his companions traveled throughout the region of Phrygia and Galatia. They're on mission. And having been kept by the Holy Spirit from preaching the word in the province of Asia, when they came to the border of Mysia, they tried to enter Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus would not allow them. So they passed by Mysia and went down to Troas. And then during the night he had a dream and a vision. But the story says Paul intended to go to such and such a place, the Holy Spirit stopped him. So he changed directions, he's going to go here. The Spirit of Jesus stopped him. See, we mustn't think that Paul heard absolutely from God, word for word, and then off we go. Sometimes he pushed out in a direction, and it wasn't the right direction. But one of the things that I've discovered is that God wants us to push in a direction. And sometimes our mistake is we assume we've been completely wrong. You might have been wrong, Paul was wrong, but if your heart is after God, I want to tell you this, you are not absolutely wrong. I want to give you a story now. December last year, my daughter-in-law, my son's wife, gave birth to a son. So I am a grandfather, 31 years of age. I don't know how that happened. Okay, 32. But I became a grandfather in December. And so I'd asked Ashley, I said, what date have the doctors given you? So she gave me the date. And I said, well, it won't be that date. She says, why won't it be that date? Because I really believe he's going to be born on a significant date. Therefore, because what I believe God is saying to us in the United Kingdom and across so many parts of the world, he has to be born on the 12th of the 12th. Because God is speaking about government. National governments, yes, but a new level of government in the church. And government's always tied to mission. He's speaking about, he's releasing a new level of government. So 12 being the number of government, the baby must be born on the 12th of the 12th. So, the 12th came, and the 12th went. And Ashley did not have a birth pang. I don't think there was a birth pang anywhere within 6 mile radius of our home. The 12 came and the 12 went. Now, when that happens, you can do a number of things. You say, well, we haven't got the right calendar. Let's find another calendar. You know, it's the wrong calendar. They changed it somewhere. The date's wrong. Or you can assume, like we often do, you got it wrong. Now, the truth is, I wasn't right. I got it wrong. 12 came and the 12 went. Sometimes when you set a direction, it doesn't happen when you want how you thought it was going to happen. I was wrong. But the temptation is to say you're wrong, forget it, give up, you can't get it right. Because I've discovered that sometimes you're wrong, but very rarely are you completely wrong. Paul was wrong. He was going here, the Spirit stopped him. He went there, the Spirit of Jesus stopped him. But because he was setting a direction, he was not completely wrong. So I thought for a while, oh, blow, 12th of the 12th. Maybe I can just say to Ashley, look, just between you and me, keep within the boundaries of this house. Don't let it get out in the big bad world out there that he was wrong. But actually, God wants us to learn many times. And I began to pray and I thought, am I completely wrong? Have I really completely missed it? And I began to think back to some things that God had spoken about at the beginning of the year. This is the year 2005. December last year is when the baby's born. Beginning of the year, God began to speak and said, in this year, I want to teach you how to see more accurately. And sometimes you have thought you've been seeing accurately, but it's been like looking in a mirror, and what you're seeing is the mirror image. I don't know what happens with your mirror, but every time I look in my mirror, when I raise my right hand, the person in the mirror always raises his left hand. Yeah? Always does. I've rebuked him. I cast demons out. But that's what happens. And it was like God wanted to help us see more accurately. And the person who was speaking to me about this had said the way God had shown him was he showed him a vision of a digital clock, 2005. Now the last two digits are the 20 reversed. So it's like looking in a mirror and we've got to learn to see more accurately. And then it began to come to me. It's now about the 15th of December. I said, Ashley, you can relax until the 21st of December. Baby's coming on the 21st of December, 22112. That's when it's coming. Now she's way past her date. And we had a team. I was involved with people who were walking from, they actually walked from Yorkshire, from Whitby, all the way to Rome. And they were entering Rome on the 21st of December. The reason why they were going to Rome was nothing to do with Protestant Catholic, but really to go walking to Rome to say that we've been living with one type of government, but on the shortest day of the year, God is going to reverse things, and from then on, the days are going to get longer. The days for the Christian church is going to get longer in the context of Europe. So I picked up my phone and I texted them. And I said to them, I want to give you an encouragement. I said, the baby's going to be born as a sign. After you get to Rome, they arrived there the evening of the 20th, it will arrive on the 21st, but before you make your declaration in St. Peter's Square, which would be at midday Rome, which would be 11 o'clock our time. Now that was a bit of a challenge. You know, I'd said the 12th of the 12th, and you miss it by 24 hours. But I was so confident, I texted them and said, it's going to be a sign. And they entered the square at Rome. The first people arrived at 10:30 in the morning, 10:30 our time, and the last of them arrived by 10:45, a 15-minute window. And the baby was born at 10:36, right in the middle of that. Now, it might do my reputation good if I said, I told Ashley, your baby's going to be born 21st of December, I texted them, and they're right in the middle. Well, that 15-minute period, the baby's born. That would make me sound good. But you know what? I was wrong. And I found that both parts are important to tell because both parts are part of my experience and probably part of your experience. Both parts were part of Paul's experience. And sometimes we have never stepped out because actually we said something like the 12th of the 12th and there wasn't a birth pang within sight. And we thought we were wrong. And because we thought we were wrong, we push it away. Whereas actually we're coming into a season where God wants to bring things toward us. And so my word for you tonight is very simple. Set a direction. Many of you have set a direction in the past. Some of it has not come in the time scale or the way that you thought it would. The fulfillment is going to be more significant than you thought it was going to be. To move from being 24-hour period to right in the middle of a 15-minute period is a lot more significant. For them to have that encouragement immediately before they made the declaration was a major release of faith to them in that square. But the journey there was as important as the statement. Paul tried to go a certain way, could not get through. Has he got it wrong? Yes, he's got it wrong. Martin, you said the 12th of the 12th. Were you wrong? I was wrong. Why were we wrong? Because we see through a glass darkly, but don't assume that what you're seeing is wrong. How you're seeing it might not be 100% accurate, but do never assume you're seeing it wrong. I want to say that in the context of tonight. Because tonight is about mission, whether that is mission to the Philippines or to Italy or to Tanzania, to Lebanon, to Jerusalem, or wherever it might be, or whether it is mission in our street, mission in our home, mission in our heart. It's not that relevant where the mission is. But in that context, I want to say it's time for you to pick up even things that you thought you might have missed, because it's coming to a moment of fulfillment that is more sharp than you could ever realize. I don't go around saying such and such a baby will be born in a 15-minute period. There might be people who have got that level of revelation. I do not. I go around making a mistake over a 24-hour period. But God is going to sharpen things up to whereby you thought you missed it, but God will bring it right in the middle of a 15-minute period. So my encouragement to you is this. Don't sit around. Don't wait. There are things that have been in the back burner from the past, maybe where you stepped out, maybe where you went for something and the money did not come in. It's a new season. Don't say you were completely wrong. You can acknowledge, I was wrong. I didn't get it. But God is still in the case. These next probably 6 months, for a whole bunch of you, your circumstances are going to change. Your context is going to change. I believe God is going to accelerate things. Well, you thought, well, maybe if I hang around 2-3 more years, maybe then. God's going to accelerate things. It's like the time has changed. On the 21st of December, suddenly, the days began to get longer. Something shifted at that moment. So I want to just simply release that to you tonight. I want to release it here in the context of this gathering, because I believe you being here tonight is very significant. I want to release it here in the context of this building and what this host church community stand for. I believe it's a time for the mission of the church to accelerate, for circumstances to line up, so that even if the doctors say, no way, that's so long overdue, it's not possible. What you thought was so overdue, suddenly, in a moment, from no birth pangs, suddenly there can be a birth and a release. So I'm asking you tonight, my Father, we've heard by one place after another after another. And we scratch the surface. But you, Lord, are coming not to scratch the surface, but to go so deep into our hearts. We, corporately, Lord, we want to stand in a new place, saying that things that we thought we missed are coming online. Saying, Father, that things we thought had been long delayed are coming to a fulfillment period. Saying that things might happen in 2 years' time are going to begin to take place in these next months that lie ahead. Because, Father, these are months you're going to pack them full, not just of dreams, but I believe, Lord, you're going to pack them full of schemes and plans where we don't just aimlessly dream about something, but where we begin to bring them into the reality of our lives. And we begin to plan, and we begin to talk, and we begin to put things down on paper as to what we see is going to take place. Because, Lord, we do declare there is a shifting in the seasons that is right here upon us. And so this night, Lord, with this ministry, we stand together to say, let there be an acceleration for this catalytic ministry that is hosting tonight, Lord God. And we do just declare over Chris and over Carmelita, we declare, Father, that they are a catalyst ministry. And we're calling, Father, not just that they will be that, but for them things would catalyze and would accelerate. We are praying, Father, that you begin to give them more horizontal connections than they've had before. Because I'm declaring over you that there are connections for you, connections in the mission world where you're going to partner with new people in terms of training programs that you're going to put into place, where you're going to do weekends in churches to prepare them for mission, and weekends in towns and cities to prepare even across churches to come through into mission. Because God says we're coming today is not simply when churches will send out people, but even when cities will send out people from apostolic bases. And we declare over you, Chris and Carmelita, that you are a catalyst for these things. Now I declare over you, even for you, there's coming an acceleration in these next 8 months. There's coming a financial partner for you that is going to begin to help you structure things in a fresh way as well as finance you. So we just call for these things tonight. And Lord, I want to pray into the dreams that are here. Father, people who've been sitting saying, could it be in these next 6 months? And we want to say yes in these next 6 months. We want to say, Father, in this area, the wind is going to blow. And Lord, there's going to be such a shifting of people from this area moving out, blown by the winds of the Holy Spirit. Even people, Lord God, that seem to be so rooted, even in a good sense, are going to find that they're going to have to be uprooted, even if it is only for a season. Because we say, Lord, the winds are changing. And Lord, I want to declare, even Father, over these last days of this month of August, O God, let there be such a shift in the physical winds that would mark a sign that the winds are changing. They are blowing in fresh directions. They are blowing the people of God. The seeds of the gospel are being blown again in fresh ways. So we ask you tonight, my Father, where we have been wrong, we confess, Lord, it's because we saw in a glass but darkly, but we were not completely wrong. We lay hold again of the 12th, and we say the 12th will become the 21st. We say 24 hours will become 15 minutes. We say, Lord, what we thought will become what you have decreed. And I thank you, Father, out of Paul's experience. That's when he received that Macedonian vision, a dream in the night. Lord God, he set a course. But Father, his whole direction was going to be changed. And this is what we call for. We're asking you, Lord, even as someone said tonight, let there be Macedonian calls coming out of this time together, this season, And this season in the United Kingdom, we ask you to release those things, I pray, in Jesus' name. Now just pray over Nikki who shared here, Nikki from Cardiff. Nikki, you are a door opener. You have opened up a way for others to go. God says you do not be embarrassed about speaking about the call of God in mission. Do not try to balance it out with how will it match up with people's careers, how will it match up with even what other people have said to them. God says you are unashamed. You are to open doors. You are to be a key in a lock and open doors for those of your generation. God says you're not to hold back. You're not to try to placate everyone. He says you're to be a provocative. You're to be like a grit in the oyster. You're to be that person who keeps stirring things up. So he says, keep telling the stories. Don't hold back. Speak even as it were over the top about the things of mission, because it was in being over the top about mission is how the Son of God entered the earth. So I declare over you tonight, Nikki, go with the power of the Holy Spirit. Go in and out of doors, because God is going to open doors for you that will absolutely surprise you. He says you are not limited to Cardiff. You are not limited even to church, says the Spirit of God. There are colleges, there are universities that will open to you. There are nursing facilities that will open to you for you to speak of what God is doing in terms of mission. And he says you are that door opener that is going to be a means by which others are going to go through. So I bless you in the name of Jesus. So we say tonight, Father, we want to stand in the footsteps of Paul. We set a direction and we say, oh God, let the Macedonian call come. We say, when we said 12, you can make it 21. When we're wrong, we're going to say we're not completely wrong. Because these are days, Lord, of acceleration. And we receive it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Martin. Woo! Hallelujah. Let the word go deeply. Amen.